When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 20. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Estamos de vuelta. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Cómo estás, Carmen?
Muy bien. Esta semana muy bien. ¿Y tú, Marc?
Muy bien. Esta semana también muy bien.
¿Menos dolorido?
Sí, va mejor.
Muy bien. Como ya te dije, poco a poco, ¿vale?
Poco a poco.
Tómatelo
cada
con calma.
Día mejor. Pues esta semana estamos de vuelta con otro texto de nuestra historia. Esta vez estamos con María y su diario.
Y su diario, muy bien, ¿vale? Entonces hoy solo vamos a escuchar una voz, ¿no?
Una voz.
Vale.
La voz de María y ningún acento argentino.
Ah, vale, muy bien.
Entonces vamos a escuchar el texto ahora.
Vale, a ver qué nos cuenta María hoy.
Querido diario, Alejandro ya ha llegado a la isla. Cenamos juntos anteayer y me pareció un chico muy majo. Ahora entiendo por qué Rory y Alejandro son tan buenos amigos. Son tal para cual. Cenamos en un restaurante japonés que hay en Portals. A mí me encanta la comida asiática en general, pero ese restaurante tiene algo especial. Es el mejor japonés que he probado. Además, está al lado del puerto deportivo y muy cerquita de la playa, así que da gusto cenar y luego dar un paseo por el muelle. Habíamos reservado mesa a las 10, así que antes pudimos disfrutar de la puesta de sol. Rory está muy contento, pero también un poco pesado desde que encontramos las cartas de mis abuelos. Quiere mi aprobación para ir a buscar el tesoro con Alejandro. No sé qué decir, así que no digo nada. Él ya es mayorcito, pero reconozco que me pone nerviosa pensar en esto. No sé por qué, pero pienso que el buceo ya es peligroso de por sí, como para ir por ahí buscando tesoros. Me parece perfecto que quieran hacer una escapada para recordar viejos tiempos, pero me da miedo que les pase algo. Ya lo sé, a veces peco de ser demasiado prudente. No quiero enfadarme con Rory, pero admito que me siento un poco celosa. Me duele que no me tenga en cuenta para su aventura. Al fin y al cabo, toda esta historia la hemos descubierto gracias a las cartas de mis abuelos. Por otro lado, es lógico que quiera hacerlo con Alejandro, que es otro loco del mar. En fin, tendré que resignarme y tomármelo de la mejor manera posible. Tampoco es tan grave, ¿no? Son unos apasionados del buceo. Quieren hacer algo emocionante y han encontrado el plan perfecto. Lo consultaré con la almohada. Mañana sábado he quedado con tía Consuelo para tomar un café e iré a comer a casa de mis padres. Debería contarles que encontramos las cartas en la buhardilla. Tengo ganas de ver sus caras cuando se lo cuente. No sé si saben que existen estas cartas, pero creo que se quedarán muy sorprendidos cuando sepan que Rory y yo las encontramos por casualidad, mientras limpiábamos y ordenábamos. Ahora que ya no hace tanto calor, creo que iré a correr un poquito por el paseo marítimo de la ciudad. A ver si consigo bajar mi marca personal y se me aclaran las ideas. Un beso y hasta pronto.
Claro, esto explica muchas cosas. Ya entiendo por qué estaba tan preocupada o celosa, debería decir.
Sí, sí, sí. Bueno, vamos a saber un poco más de esto con la versión inglesa.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a look at this. And I'll explain a little in English about what this text has been about. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So in this episode, as we know, we're joining Maria for another diary entry. She starts by explaining that Alejandro has arrived in Mallorca and they had dinner all together. He seems like a nice guy and she understands why Rory gets on with him. They are cut from the same cloth. It's a nice expression in Spanish that we'll come back to for that one. They ate in a Japanese restaurant in Portales. Maria loves Asian food generally, but there's something special about that restaurant. It's the best Japanese food she's ever tasted.
A mí me encanta la comida asiática en general, pero ese restaurante tiene algo especial. Es el mejor japonés que he probado.
Okay, it's also right beside the Puerto Deportivo. I suppose that would be something like a marina, literally the water sports harbour, or the place where all the boats, the pleasure boats are stored. And it's also very close to the beach. So it's nice to have dinner there and afterwards walk along the pier. They had booked a table for 10 o'clock, so before dinner, they enjoyed watching the sunset. Maria writes that since they discovered her grandparents' letters, Rory has been very happy, but at the same time, a bit annoying, as he wants her approval to go and look for the treasure with Alejandro. She doesn't know what to say, so she ends up saying nothing. She feels that diving is already dangerous in itself, never mind going to drive for treasure. She totally accepts that they want to have an adventure, just like the old days, but she's afraid that something might happen. But she knows that sometimes she's just far too cautious.
Ya lo sé. A veces peco de ser demasiado prudente.
That is a very interesting expression, which we'll come back to later on. Maria doesn't want to get angry at Rory. The thing is, she admits that she's actually a bit jealous that he doesn't seem to want her to be involved in his adventure. After all, the whole story has come about as a result of the letters which belong to her grandparents. But on the other hand, it makes sense that he wants to search for the treasure with Alejandro, who, like Rory, loves all things to do with the sea. Maria realises that she'll have to resign herself to the fact that they want to do this and accept it in the best way possible. It's not that bad. They love diving, they want to do something exciting, and they've come up with the perfect plan. She decides to sleep on it. Maria mentions that she's arranged to have a coffee with Consuelo tomorrow, and that she's going for lunch at her parents' house. She should tell them that they found the letters in the attic. She's looking forward to seeing their faces when she tells them. She doesn't know if her parents even know the letters exist, but she knows that they'll be very surprised when they learn that she and Rory found them by chance while they were cleaning and tidying.
Creo que se quedarán muy sorprendidos cuando sepan que Rory y yo las encontramos por casualidad, mientras limpiábamos y ordenábamos.
Maria finishes by deciding that since it's a bit cooler, she's going to go for a run along the Paseo Marítimo, that's the road that goes along beside the sea, to see if she can beat her personal best and if a run will help her to think more clearly. Pues, otro texto muy interesante.
Desde luego que sí.
There was an expression that we saw there in this text, and I have to be honest, it's something that I had never come across in this particular construction before. And it was when Maria said, a veces peco de ser demasiado prudente. I had never seen that before.
And you couldn't even guess from the context.
Well, yes and no, uh-huh. In that pecar is a verb that means comes from to sin. Mm-hmm. So to sin, literally there, a veces, sometimes, peco de ser demasiado prudente. So I sin of being too careful. Too mm-hmm. cautious, perhaps. So I have a tendency to be, perhaps.
Exactly. I might be guilty of...
Yeah, that's the one that we were really looking for.
Being too careful or...
Yeah, I might be guilty. Sometimes I'm guilty of being too careful or mm-hmm. too extravagant mm-hmm. or too not cautious enough or
exactly,
something like that.
Exactly, yes.
So peco de plus an infinitive or peco mm-hmm. de ser plus an adjective?
Sí, los dos, Mark.
Okay, so let's take a look at some different examples. Perhaps we should start with peco de ser or pecar de ser plus an adjective first
okay.
of all.
Okay. Peco de ser demasiado habladora.
I'm guilty of being too talkative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so peco de ser demasiado habladora.
Sí.
Or hablador in my case.
Y con el verbo, a veces peco de hablar.
Ah, okay.
Demasiado, por ejemplo.
That makes sense. So I'm guilty of talking too much.
Exacto.
In English, we're using a gerund form, talking or being or so on.
Mm-hmm.
But in Spanish, an infinitive. So peco de ser demasiado hablador
mm-hmm.
or peco de hablar demasiado.
Exacto. Muy bien.
Muy bien. Okay. Muy Any bien. Other examples that you can think of?
A veces peco de ser demasiado impuntual.
I've got that problem too. sometimes I'm guilty of being a little unpunctual or too unpunctual, not being very punctual.
Exacto. O a veces peco de llegar tarde.
Yeah. Peco de llegar tarde. Okay. So let's see if you can think up a way to use pecar de ser plus an adjective or pecar de hacer algo in your spoken Spanish or your written Spanish this week.
And we will wait for your comments.
Absolutely. You can post them on Facebook. That's where we're going to leave our preview version for this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. Of course, you can get a full transcript of this text and also our discussion of the text in great detail by heading over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, where you can find out all the information that you need. Do head over to Facebook, facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish, where you can post a comment on this week's episode and you can let us know how you would use peco de ser, or just the verb pecar de hacer algo.
Muy bien, perfecto. Pues nos despedimos por hoy.
Exacto. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.